You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Biosecurity New Zealand is implementing tougher border protections to stop foot and mouth disease from entering the country and infecting our bovine population. I spoke with the Minister of Agriculture, the Honourable Damien O'Connor, on the matter. I was just reading your release regarding the foot and mouth disease protections that are being put in place. One of the first questions I have, in a kind of in a simple explanation, what exactly is foot and mouth disease?
So foot and mouth disease is a disease that affects hoofed animals, pigs, sheep, and cattle. It's a terrible disease that affects their thriving, their general health, and makes them very sick. And the problem with it that it's so contagious that it spreads very quickly through animal herds. And we've had in recent years, a few years back, an outbreak in the UK that resulted in hundreds of thousands of animals having to be eliminated. And so it's a very, very big threat and a terrible thing to happen to any country.
What do you think would happen to our agricultural industry if foot and mouth did sneak through the protections?
Look, New Zealand's economy is still hugely dependent upon livestock farming for milk and for meat, and the eradication or elimination, culling of hundreds of thousands of animals which could possibly be needed if we were to get foot and mouth in our country would be hugely disrupting. We've seen what can happen with M. bovis, and that spreads relatively slowly compared to what would happen with foot and mouth. That too has resulted in massive disruption, but foot and mouth would be on another scale again. So we have for many years and will continue to do everything possible to keep it out of our country.
What level of culling would you expect?
Well, look, I'm not familiar with the actual program other than you've got to kill every animal that has the disease or might have the disease or has been connected to an animal that might have the disease. So you have to very quickly move in and try and limit the spread of the disease. And that is the area that requires rapid and large-scale culling of animals. That's the situation that happened in the UK and something that we do not want to face here in New Zealand.
What kind of protections are being put in place by Biosecurity New Zealand?
Look, this is one of many diseases that we are always trying to keep out of our country. We have biosecurity systems that, are some of the best in the world because we are so dependent upon keeping disease out of our island nation. So we are practice at this. We are always moving to improve it wherever we see gaps. So we investigate the risks offshore, what is possible to come to New Zealand. We ensure that pathways here, whether it be sea transport or air transport, we make sure that we eliminate those pathways wherever possible. And then at the border, of course, we're checking, every person that comes into the country, and there's different risk profiles. For those who might be coming from Indonesia in the future, we will be checking every one of those people, ensuring that they go through a foot bath, that all of their equipment is checked, and that we ensure that they're not bringing the disease in.
Because Australia and New Zealand have quite an agricultural heavy economy, have you been working with the Biosecurity Australia to prevent it sneaking through in both countries?
Look, as soon as we heard that there's been an outbreak in Indonesia, we have been working with them. Clearly, they're closer to Bali in particular and Indonesia generally. They have direct flights to that country. We don't at this stage, but ensuring that we help them keep it out so that we are in a better position to keep it out of New Zealand has been always part of that cooperation. And even last week, the head of Biosecurity New Zealand of MPI, Ray Smith, spoke with his counterpart just to check that we're sharing all the best available information and technology.
That was Minister of Agriculture Damien O'Connor talking to David about foot and mouth disease.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.